This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. U.S. farmers and agribusinesses, including Montana producers from agribusiness giants to processors of pulse crops like lentils and split peas, could lose money after President Donald Trump's administration abruptly closed U.S. aid. Midwest producers said they would lose at least $70 million in sorghum, wheat, and pea sales with the closure of the agency's Food for Peace program. The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, last year purchased $2 billion in U.S.-grown crops from corn and soybeans to wheat, sorghum, vegetable oil, and peas. Montana farmers are among those selling their crops to the program. USAID funds projects in some 120 countries aimed at fighting epidemics, educating children, providing clean water, and supporting other areas of development. The countries are a huge source of markets for Montana agricultural products. Nearly a week after federal officials dissolved USAID, anxieties are mounting about what a gap will be left in next year's order sheets without the foreign food aid customers. Future production is at stake, but there is also currently $500 million worth of food at risk of spoilage in transit or at warehouses in the U.S., including a facility in Houston where many Midwestern crops sit awaiting ships, said former workers for USAID-related groups. A USAID staffer said, "This stuff has a Best Buy date, and it's not moving because of these executive orders. This is enough food to feed 36 million people." The speed with which the Trump administration dismantled USAID initially spurred concerns for food-insecure regions like Somalia, Ukraine, and Venezuela, where American food aid has been deployed to stave off starvation or malnutrition, and health care programs help to stem disease. Now there's a growing concern that the shuttering of a federal humanitarian food program could also have a doubling-back impact on U.S. farmers. The Food for Peace program, once a bastion of Cold War-era soft power, was historically a source of income and markets for American farmers, with the federal government purchasing surplus crops. The Food for Peace program grew out of legislation first authored in the 1950s. It has become a foundation for farmers, a known market for their crops. In a U.S. Senate committee hearing last week about how the loss of the Food for Peace program might disadvantage U.S. farm country and rural economies, Keith Felty, an Oklahoma wheat farmer and president of the National Association of Wheat Growers, said, "Unfortunately, we have seen a temporary pause on programs. That is stopping more than 200,000 metric tons of wheat, valued at $65 million, from being purchased from this country." Montana wheat farmers sell their crops to USAID programs, among others. Over the weekend, representatives from tech billionaire Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, shut down USAID, locking employees out of email and technology. A notice on the agency website said as of last Friday that all personnel were placed on administrative leave with few exceptions. USAID programs have ground to a halt with no more funds going to them at this time. That means that agricultural producers across the nation cannot depend on foreign food markets to buy their crops, affecting farmers' yields, incomes, crop subsidies, and plans for the future. Gallatin County's Open Lands Program has more than $1 million available for projects that improve and expand public access to lands. Applications are open now for grant funding to promote open space projects with a public benefit in Gallatin County. Past projects that have received grant funding have provided trail improvements and maintenance, land easements, park upgrades, stream bank restoration, and access agreements with private landowners to better connect public areas. Eligible applicants, including nonprofit organizations, local government entities, and homeowners associations, can receive grants of up to $100,000 each. Applications are open through March 21st. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.